You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. To the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us, and happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to relax, sit back and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Erica and Warren Campbell with All of My Life, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Baby mama, you already know though. Check it out. Hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life.
I wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe 'em. No, I never ever leave 'em. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life,
that's
the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, that's the rest of my life.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, that's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life.
Everybody that's up in here.
Everybody.
whenever you
were there. For the rest of my life.
Said I'll always be here.
All of my life. For the rest of my life.
I ain't going nowhere.
All of my life. For the rest of my life.
Ain't going nowhere.
All of my life.
This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?
Wake up, get up,
That was Kirk Franklin with Love Theory, and you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to admonish you to fall in love with yourself first. You have to fall in love with yourself first if you want to be happy and live your life without regrets. You may have been holding back because you have been told you are not worth loving at some point in your life. Thus, you've been bullying yourself about it ever since. When you fall in love with yourself, you gain a deep appreciation for your own worth and capabilities. Falling in love with yourself also means that you genuinely like you and you enjoy spending time with just you. In society, there's a lot of emphasis within culture on romantic love. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship, but a lot of people think that finding the right partner will somehow just magically make them whole, fill an inner void, and solve all of their problems. However, that's not the case. Another person can never do all of these things for you. You have to do them for yourself. As you fall in love with yourself first, do these things. Give yourself what you need instead of waiting on others to do so. Embrace your strengths and weaknesses. Be gentle with yourself when you make a mistake or fail. Be comfortable with doing things alone. Know you're in your corner even if nobody else is. Know that you are enough. Have confidence. Or have the confidence to go after what you really want. The legendary and iconic actress Lucille Ball said, "Fall in love with yourself and everything else falls into line." You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. This is so very true. Over the years, I have discovered this for myself. To be honest, I'm still discovering it. Life is short and precious. You have a whole world and a whole life waiting for you on the other side of that. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Ballou, right here on We Talk Radio. We're so excited to have you tuned into this special Valentine's Day broadcast of Brand New Day. Tune into each radio show on the We Talk Radio Network for the month of February for your chance to win $500. Listen for the key word that will be given by the radio host of each show. The key word is only mentioned once per show, so you make sure you tune in. Collect all the words for the week. Go to the website www.wetalkradio.com, enter your contact information and the keywords in the contact section. The first listener to send all correct keywords will win $100 per week. The listener who has all of the keywords at the end of the month will win $500. The keyword for this week is my. All month long, our show theme is Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. We want you to richly enjoy the life that we've been so blessed to live. Here's First Began by PJ Morton on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
No one makes me inside, and I don't know what I would do without you, and that's no lie. If I die
hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. Be the way we were when we first began, like the first time that I ever saw you smile. I want that feeling again. To be the way we were when we first began. Yes, we've got something special. Show me that song. Oh, don't let go. And I'll never find another you and me, so I know if I did, I'd hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. Be the way we were. First time I ever saw you smile, I want this feeling again. Be the way we were when we first began. 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 If I die, I hope to find you in another life, so we can fall again. Be the way we were when we first began. The first time I ever saw you.
Hello, my name is Keelan Jones, and this is my beautiful queen, my wife.
Hi, I'm Karen Jones.
We want to tell you a little bit about our love story real quick. So we met on the campus of Jarvis Christian College when I first saw her in 1996. I saw her driving, and I just immediately fell in love. And I told my frat brother, I said, she's mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We did meet at Jarvis Christian College. And even though our eyes made contact in 1996, our connection didn't start till that spring in 1997. And since then, it's been a true love journey. We had starts and stops, but it finally ended in the way that it should have.
No one has perfect love.
No.
But her love is perfect for me.
Aww. I love you too.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, The Greatest Love of All. 1 Peter 4:8 tells us, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Sometimes we find ourselves at wit's end trying to figure out how to salvage relationships with loved ones. Sometimes things happen in life that cause tension with others we claim we love. While Valentine's Day is recognized as the day for romantic love, let's not forego, but consider deeply those relationships and training with our relatives and friends that show us exactly what it means to love unconditionally. One of the greatest lessons in love that we can share with one another to help us understand what love truly is of course, 1 Corinthians 13, which provides the attributes of unconditional love. I will also add 1 John 4:8. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Telling others about the love of Christ and his sacrifice for us is truly the greatest love of all. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. As we live, laugh, love, and celebrate on this special Valentine's Day broadcast of Brand New Day. On this special day, we also celebrate the love and gift of friendship. Here's Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans with Count On Me.
Please leave me. join us as we run or walk for our hearts, for our lives. Heart disease continues to plague the Black community at alarming rates, and our best line of defense is us. On February 26th through 28th, let's get active together for those who will lose their battle with heart disease and those who are still fighting.
That's right, Deanne. Please register for this exciting event by logging on to blackheartassociation.org. We're asking that participants record themselves walking, running, the distance of their choice and ability, post to any social media platform. Please log on to Instagram, Black Heart Association, and you can find all of the hashtags that you need to incorporate to your social media posts. Again, that's www.blackheartassociation for registration, and run for us.
Well, good evening and happy Valentine's Day. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited as we celebrate, live, laugh, love, and of course, celebrate with all of our amazing guests this month. But we are so excited to have the founder and creator of Groupie Pajamas, Miss Carrington Marzette.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Welcome to the Brand New Day family.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we'll just dive right in. Tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Yes. So I am the, like you said, founder, creator of Groupie Pajamas. My name is Carrington Marzette. I felt like there was a kind of space missing in the pajama loungewear industry that was size inclusive. It was always very hard for me to find cute pajamas in my size. I'm a plus size girl. I wear a 2X up and down, and so trying to find cute pajamas was so difficult. And I am a avid traveler, you know, pre-pandemic. I would love to go on girls' trips with my friends, and it was kind of the thing to, like, everyone get matching pajamas and take our cute Instagram pictures. Oh, and, you know, everyone having matching pajamas on a trip just makes that trip 10 times better.
Yeah.
And so it was my thing to kind of gift everyone a pair of pajamas. And it was just, you know, I would scour the internet for hours and hours and hours trying to find cute pajamas that would fit my friend who's a small and then would fit me. And so that's when I decided, I had my 30th birthday this past year in 2020. My birthday was actually a couple of days ago. But last year we took a big girls trip, and trying to find, you know, pajamas for 8 girls, you know, was difficult. So I landed on a pair that I was like, oh, okay, this will do. And then just during this pandemic, you know, we all ended up with some extra time on our hands. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to finally start, you know, my business, start this pajama business. And just decided to call it Groupie Pajamas after maybe a few too many mimosas one Sunday fun day. Me and my friends were just brainstorming, you know, names of what I could call my company, and we decided Groupie Pajamas. So that's where the name came from. And, you know, we had a wonderful holiday season. We just kind of launched this past November officially, and had a great holiday season, and now we are here in, you know, February, Valentine's Day, and we have launched some a new collection.
That is amazing. So let me ask you, because you kind of already talked about what I was going to ask you, but what did you do before in your prior career?
Here's your preview. Yes. So my background is I have my degree in public relations. So I've always kind of stayed in that public relations, kind of internal communications, HR realm of things. And just to be open and transparent with you guys, in September, I was laid off due to everything going on with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that kind of really just spearheaded, you know, me truly getting Groupie Pajamas, you know, up and going. And Groupie Pajamas has been my full-time thing since September. So,
wow. See, I found out about you from Fidel Curry Lee, and I was like, wow, check her out. Look at those little Christmas pajamas with the little black Santa Claus.
Yes.
So we had to have you. So we read in your bio that you and your mother are a team in this venture. Mm-hmm. So what is it like working with your mom, and what is your goal for your brand?
Yes. So it's wonderful working with my mom. My mom, we don't live in the same city, so my mom, you know, helps me with ideas, helps me with, you know, spreading the word. I'll say, hey mom, I'm looking for, you know, X, Y, and Z, can you help me find it? And so she'll, you know, do a little bit of internet digging and helping me find, you know, come up with new ideas for patterns and prints and, you know, because the Santa print is something that I designed myself. Yes, I worked with a graphic designer to kind of like put it all together to make sure like the pattern was all like even and everything and ready for print. But that was all me. Our Baroque holiday pattern, which was like a red and green, I call it. Kind of like Versace or rich auntie vibe.
Right.
That was also another pattern that I created myself. And so yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. Well, I had a question for you. We know that this is Black History Month. And our predecessor, Madam C.J. Walker, was, you know, phenomenal. She created her business. She started her business during the Spanish flu, which was another pandemic. What encouraged you to start a company back in May 2020 during such a volatile season? And how can you encourage others who are considering entrepreneurship?
Yes. So being an entrepreneur is something that I've always, you know, wanted to do. In high school, I would sell like candy bars, you know, to everyone and was able to, you know, put myself through a few band camps and stuff like that. And I've always said, I want to be making money while I'm asleep. You know, like, I'm asleep, I want to hear my phone going off, you know, saying that I've gotten a new order.
Residual income. Yeah.
Yes. But it's like, you know, we all come up with all of these excuses, you know, as to why we don't start a new hobby or stick to a new hobby or, you know, start a company and, you know, really just stick to it and continue to work on that business. And, you know, now I had this, you know, extra time. I went back home I'm originally from Midland, Texas, since we had started working from home. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be sitting in my little apartment by myself.
Right.
So I went back home to Midland and had this free time. And I was like, you know what? It's time. Now is the time to really, like, buckle down and start Groupie Pajamas. You know, I joined all of these kind of or followed Instagram pages with other female business owners, and kind of the main thread through all of it was just like, girl, just start the business. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't just start it, you know, and you can work on it as you go. So in the very beginning, me and a friend, we took our own little photo shoot. You know, we just, I did my website all on my own through Shopify, and you know, I was just like, I'm gonna start it. Like, you know, it won't be perfect. You know, there'll be things that I need to like work through and little kinks, but I'm going to start it. You know, pandemic or no pandemic, you know, now is the time.
And it definitely is the time because we are at home and we're wearing loungewear and pajamas.
Yes.
So God sent you that vision.
Absolutely.
For a reason. That was very, that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so, know, go ahead, Emily.
No, 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 it's okay. No, and I just noticed that you said you were from Midland, Texas, and I saw that you graduated from Texas Tech. My brother is a Texas Tech grad.
Oh, heads up.
Yay. Well, you know, we love the fact that, you know, this is Black History Month, like Emily mentioned, the month of love. Can we just say how we love to see a young Black female-led company that caters to a diverse audience of women of all shapes, sizes, and colors. So you're not pigeonholing yourself. You're opening this up to a variety of women, and we really appreciate that. And our show theme for the month of February is Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. So how do you plan to live, love, laugh, and most of all, on a very serious note, being a cancer survivor and now an accomplished business owner, how do you plan to celebrate?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, stand by, you know, the model kind of, you know, just live life to the fullest, you know, every single day, you know, and I love kind of sharing. I feel like happiness is shared with others. And so just being able to, you know, encourage my friends who are in businesses, like spending just like time with friends and family as much as you can through this pandemic. Just always just trying to be like that light of, you know, happiness and joy and sharing it with others. Being a cancer survivor, I do feel like I have a different outlook in life and just realize that, you know, your life can change completely in a matter of, you know, seconds. And, you know, your life can just be turned upside down. But, you know, when life gives you lemons, you have to make that lemonade. And so, you know, I just also, with being a cancer survivor, I did spend a lot of times like in loungewear, in pajamas, you know, way back when. So I think that's where it really started my love for loungewear. So yes, I feel like every single day you just have to continue to, you know, make those little steps to strive to be the best person that you can be and enjoy just all of those small moments of life.
Yeah, that's good.
And my next question is kind of two parts. First of all, any upcoming new things from the group, from Groupie Pajamas, to look up to, and where can the Brand New Day family purchase Groupie Pajamas?
Yes. So, I am going to have a new collection, fingers crossed. It will be coming out in March, and the end of March, and it will be a like champagne bottle print. I think pajamas is definitely that, you know, fun, lively, ultra girly brand. So we're just going to continue to create those fun patterns. So yes, in March a new collection will be coming out. They can find Groupie Pajamas at www.groupiepajamas.com. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, and we also have a Pinterest page. So I definitely, especially with our Pinterest, I want to develop that more and have like girls trip, like inspiration and all of that, and on our Instagram page. So, you know, those ladies getting ready for a girls trip, they can, you know, get their pajamas from us and get a little bit of inspiration.
So. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
And you see it in so I know earlier I asked you about your goal. You foresee groupie pajamas in our local department stores at some point, right? So we could just go to the store and pick some up, right? Because I'm excited about that.
My goal is to one day be in, you know, a Target, Nordstrom's, Dillard's, just all over where it's like easy, you know, accessible.
All his.
yes. So
I
am claiming that. So we'll be in the major stores sooner rather than later.
All right.
Absolutely. Carrington, we are so glad that you were able to join us on this special Valentine's edition of Brand New Day. And we see great and awesome things on your horizon. And we look forward to you coming back anytime because you are officially a Brand New Day family member.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And look, Brand New Day family, we have an event coming up in March, the Dream Lounge. And we've already asked Carrington about being a part of that. So stay tuned for the Dream Lounge because we want to make that a very special event for you. And we're hoping that Miss Carrington comes back and that we can partake in some of these good groupie items that we can purchase online and flaunt around town. Well, on Zoom calls. So you have a fabulous day, Carrington. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows every week. Again, we thank Carrington Marzette for joining us for our special Valentine's Day broadcast. You can see this interview in its entirety on Brand New Day Emily's YouTube channel. Here's Major with Why I Love You.
I found love in you. And I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. No other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. forever and a while. In my heart is where you'll stay. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. The stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do.
This is L. Shawnee DeBose Young, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Brandy with He Is. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio as we celebrate Live, Laugh, Love on this special Valentine's Day broadcast of Brand New Day. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5 says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. In other words, love is unconditional. Here's David and Tamala Mann with Ups and Downs.
Together seems like forever, and I wanna spend another lifetime, 'cause it don't get much better, don't care about the weather. Oh, as long as I'm with you, I'm safe and warm. I'm happy that I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through.
Just wrap your arms around me, baby. Hold on tight like the first time I met you. Oh, since that day, been right beside you. You showed me, baby, you a rider. So, honey, I'ma ride into the sunset with you. I love you more after I've done. Life ain't perfect, but we're both. And I love you more after everyone. We got a love that can conquer anything.
You are the melody that makes my heart sing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I mean every word that's well, you rock my last name.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I swear that I love you.
It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the
ups.
It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more after the day.
Yeah, I love you.
It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I have a question for you. What's your love language? Now, you're probably wondering in your mind, what is she talking about? Well, let me tell you. Love languages are the ways we show love and interpret love back. It's the language we speak when expressing love, because the action of loving is different for everyone. There is room for misinterpretations, and people can mistake that for lack of connection or I don't love you back. Dr. Gary Chapman has written an excellent book entitled The Five Love Languages. Dr. Chapman suggests the five ways to express love are acts of service, physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, and words of affirmation. These five expressions can be applicable to all types of relationships. I encourage you to invest in this book and take the time to understand what love language you speak in order to build and maintain healthy, meaningful relationships. That's our Live Smart segment.
Hello, this is Don and Kim Washington.
Hi.
And we're here today to give our take on the ingredients of a healthy relationship. And Kim is going to start it out.
Communication.
Love.
And respect.
Those three things you have to have in order to make it work.
Right.
We're coming up on Valentine's Day Sunday, and I'm telling you, love is not just on one day. It's 365 days of the year.
Yes.
Love is endless.
24/7.
It's priceless.
Yes.
And it's unconditional.
It's unconditional.
So I hope that this helped someone. We've been married 26 years, and hopefully we can see 100. Do you want to see 100 with me?
Sure,
Don. I need to know if I want to see 100 with you though.
Oh.
No, but you know what? We're gonna do this thing.
No, it's too
late. Right. It's too late to turn back now.
Right.
Love,
respect, and communication.
That's it.
Those things are key.
That's it. Out. Peace. Love y'all. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Love, if nurtured and developed, can remain pure, authentic, and absolutely stand the test of time. Here's Eric Benet with Real Love.
Now I try, I swear. live a life deserving of this joy. Give to me, oh, to me. Now you got your funny way, girl. Lord knows I've got mine. Still we keep on.
That was Chrisette Michelle with A Couple of Forevers. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, as we live, laugh, love, and celebrate during this special Valentine's Day broadcast. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. We pray you've had a blessed week. I know we certainly had a blessed and productive week as we lived, loved, laughed, and celebrated our son's birthday. We're just so grateful to God to be able to watch our son and our daughters grow. So now we are going to dive right into the topic at hand, and that is This Is Us. And when I say This Is Us, I mean my husband, Ramon, and myself. So we decided to participate in the Love Notes Challenge, and I'm calling it a challenge because we are going to dare other couples to participate and send in their love stories to the Brand New Day with Emily show. We had some amazing couples send in some beautiful love stories earlier, and so we just ask that you do the same as well. Just keep it going. Maybe we can keep this going until next Valentine's Day. This is our story, and we hope you enjoy and that you have an amazing week. Be blessed. So, Ramon and I, we met at Radio 1 Dallas. I worked at the Tom Joyner Foundation, and he worked for 94.5, 97.9, and we met on his job one morning.
Right. Although that was the day we met. That's not the first time I saw her. I saw her actually twice before. First time was several years prior to that. I think the year we saw at the station was 2000.
Yeah.
Then I saw her again somewhere around 2000. And actually, no, I saw her in 2003.
Yeah.
We met at the station around 2006.
Right.
So between 2003 and 2006, I saw her a couple of times. And the last time I saw her was at the Ricky Smiley, launch party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, I was on my way out the door, but I almost stayed to talk, and I decided not to. And I just told myself, I said, you know what, if I see her again, then it's meant to be. And lo and behold, well, not much longer after that, that's when you showed up at the station.
Yeah.
And I walked out in the lobby, and there you were. And so I had to keep my promise.
So it's funny, too, because back when I was at a prom in 1997, Ramon was actually at that prom as well. So we didn't connect then. I guess maybe we didn't see each other. I don't know. But lo and behold, in 2003, he saw me. We didn't connect. But later on, we did meet, and finally, there was a connection. And throughout that time, it was an interesting story, but it was some ups and downs, definitely at the beginning of our relationship. But we eventually went on and got engaged at the church house, and it was a beautiful proposal. And after that, we got married about 9 months later, August 23rd, 2008. And I became an instant mom. I had Tracy there. She's 8. She's awesome. Now she's 20. And our relationship, again, in my opinion, it's been a beautiful relationship.
Yeah. You talk about the ups and downs.
I will say this.
When I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you was when you were about to move from Dallas to Los Angeles to pursue an acting career.
I wanted to do. Cute. Coming in.
Sorry about that. That's the story of our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I wasn't into long-distance relationships, and I didn't want to do one only because I was at a point in my life where I was ready to move forward, and I didn't want to date just to be dating. I wanted to date for a purpose. I was practicing Christian dating and boundaries, And one of the things that I knew was that whoever I dated, I wanted them to be here. But all of that changed when I realized that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life without you. And I said, I don't care what it is or what it takes. I just know I don't want to be without you. So.
And let me tell you about that L.A. thing. So I've been wanting to act for years. I was going to be an actress. I wanted to be Rudy on The Cosby Show, all that stuff. And then when the time came, when I was an adult, and I decided, okay, I'm going to move to L.A. If I don't have a husband by such and such day, and by August 8th, 2008, then I'm moving to L.A., and I'm going to do my acting career. And then, lo and behold, I was engaged to be married on August 8th, 2008. So, look, if you put something out there, ladies or gentlemen, look, it can happen. It can happen, definitely, when it comes to love. If you profess it, then, hey, God can make it. God already knows, and it can happen. Love is perfect, if you include God especially. Love is perfect. But we, as human beings, we struggle sometimes. And so we're still... Because we're not perfect. And we're still learning one another. And even after 12 years, we're still learning one another. And you'll always be doing that. And one of the things that I've learned this past year, especially during the pandemic, as it pertains to Ramon, we've both been here daily. The kids have been here on virtual school. But my father has had some illnesses or some things that have happened in his life that have caused him to have to be with us at times, or us to be with him. And it's been really interesting watching Ramon in that process. And he showed me something that I am like, wow, I only saw in my mom years ago, when my mom passed away in 2001. But when my dad would go to Louisiana to visit his mom and his sisters and everything, his mother would be like, where's Doris? And so, because she loved my mom, they had a relationship where it was their relationship. And ironically, they passed away in the same month. In the same year, in October. And ironically, my mom passed away October 29th, 2001. Ramon's birthday is October 28th. But I've seen their relationship grow and blossom since my dad has been with us. And I've asked him repeatedly, have you considered being a nurse? Because he's done so well taking care of him, actually better than I have at times. And so he's gone to the hospital to spend the night with him and things like that. So when you choose a spouse, I'm saying that you choose someone who is not just there for you. And one of the biggest things that, one of the things that I cried about during our marriage, well, not during our marriage, but when we in our ceremony, was when Ruth, when she said, wherever you go, I will go, your people will be my people. And I broke down like a baby at that part. And now I can see why at the time I was thinking, well, now I'm really surrendering myself to you and your family, and we're becoming one. But now I see our families have merged, and wherever our people go, then that's where we go. And wherever we are, then we're there together. So marriage is way more than just you as a couple, the individual couple. It's about your extended family and your love, and your family trains you to love that way. So I'm very grateful for the love that my husband has shown my family, especially my father. And I'm just grateful. I feel so good. So I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Can't have a normal Valentine's Day. I don't even know what that is. But hey, I've seen love in action, and that's all that matters to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I hear a lot of people talk about how difficult, even my pastor talks about how difficult marriage can be. And marriage has its times where it's, you know, more difficult than not. And then there's there's frustrations here, there's frustrations there. There's things that you can always go through. People change. Things change. Relationships are dynamic. They're constantly changing. The key is communication, and to make sure that when you change, that you are changing together. And not necessarily changing for one another, meaning that you're changing into who she wants or she's changing into who you want, but you're okay with the change and the growth that the two of you are having, and you're moving forward still. And the only way to do that is communication. Because I'll tell you, in these last 12 years, I haven't seen the difficulty that most people talk about. I don't see where it's that hard. So, and we've been through some things that probably would have broken other people up. But, we choose to forgive and we choose to move forward together, and we choose not to allow little things to really, really anger us to the point where it can cause destruction. We get over it and we move on. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. My mother had a saying, in 100 years, who's going to care anyway? So if it's small, I read a book a long time ago, don't sweat the small stuff, and I try to follow that.
Yeah. So. And one of the things that, especially when you have moments where you hit the wall and you feel like you're in trouble, your marriage is catapulting, or you know, you're at a place where you just don't know where to go. Prayer, counseling, all of that definitely works. The word, scripture, definitely. And I know at one point I asked God, I told God, well, you brought me this far, and I know you didn't leave me, because when we got married, when we said I do, we definitely included God in that. And so we knew at that point that, and I knew that he didn't bring me this far to leave me, even if it was a year into the marriage. He didn't bring me to this position in order to say, okay, now I want you to not be together. Because we included him from the beginning. So, it's truly a story of unconditional love, I think, that we have. And I think that if you approach your relationship with God, because we went to counseling before we even became boyfriend and girlfriend, and that was one of the things that helped us, because it helped us know who we were as individuals and as a couple. And then when we got engaged, we also had counseling. So if there's a boo out there that you're looking at, consider that. Consider having pre-relationship counseling, just to make sure you're not wasting your time. So keep God first. Remember to love God. And that was my rule: love God, love others. And then if he can love God, he may not be perfect, but he should be able to love me pretty good. So love God, love others, love conquers all, covers a multitude of sins, and thankful for these 12 years, and I look forward to many more. So, all right, fearless families, we love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Deanne and Ramon, for this week's very special, awesome Fearless Families segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. Also, follow the network on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you plan to live, laugh, love, and celebrate in 2021 and beyond. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Fall in Love with Yourself First. Our Renewed Heart segment was The Greatest Love of All. Our Live Smart segment was What's Your Love Language? Our Fearless Family segment was This Is Us. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you died for our sins and that you carried them, Lord, and that you are continuing to keep us covered. For truly, love covers a multitude of sin. We thank you that with loving kindness, you have drawn us back to you. So we ask you, Lord God, for us to walk in love. Help us, Lord, to walk in love, not in our own strength, but in your strength, Lord God. Help us to accept ourselves and be willing to make the changes that you've called us to make in this hour. God, give us this passion for you, Lord God, to serve you and to love others as you've loved your church. God, give us peace this week that passes all understanding, and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do the things that you've called us and purposed us to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with a scripture from 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Again, happy Valentine's Day from the Brand New Day family. Here's Fred Hammond with Better Love.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is one of them. A hand clapper. A toe tapper. If you're not careful, you'll shout all over somebody on this song. I know you will. Lost in despair. Surging high and low here and there. Wondering if anyone cares. Come on, somebody say it one time. Now I need y'all to
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. Up next, Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network.